Please open your Bibles to the book of Micah, chapter 7. In your Schofield Bible, that's page 951. Micah, chapter 7, page 951 in your Schofield Bible, and we'll be reading verses 16 through 20. We'll read these verses responsively. Shall we stand, please, as we always do here at First Baptist, for the reading of the Word of God? The nations shall see and be confounded at all their might. They shall lay their hand upon their mouth. Their ears shall be deaf. They shall lick the dust like a serpent. They shall move out of their holes like worms of the earth. They shall be afraid of the Lord our God, and shall fear because of thee. Who is a God like unto thee, that pardoneth iniquity, and passeth by the transgression of the remnant of his heritage? He retaineth not his anger forever, because he delighteth in mercy. He will turn again. He will have compassion upon us. He will subdue our iniquities, and thou wilt cast all their sins into the depths of the sea. Let's finish together, please, on verse 20. Thou wilt perform the truth to Jacob, and the mercy to Abraham, which thou hast sworn unto our fathers from the days of old. And let's pray. And Father, you've given us a wonderful, wonderful book. Thank you that we have access to the truth of the ages. Thank you for the delight and joy of coming here to this place Sunday after Sunday. Those of us who've come here for many years, we never tire of it. It's always special. It's always helpful. It's always a blessing. We pray that once again you'll meet with us in a power of thy might and blessing to give our ears attentiveness to thy word, our hearts tenderness to receive it, and our spirits and our wills the willingness to go forth from this place to do as thou wouldst have us to do. Bless our preacher this morning, please, in Jesus' name. Amen.
I want to read for you this morning, without your turning to it, one little phrase that we read a while ago. Let me explain to you what's behind this phrase. You have to understand the multiplicity of gods of the eastern people. It's hard for us to understand that. They worship rivers. They worship animals. The sacred cow. They worship the sun. They worship frogs as the god of resurrection. They worship beetles. They worship the sand. They worshiped the moon and the stars. They had a multiplicity of gods. Micah, in this wonderful statement here that's my text this morning, says, who is a God like unto thee? He's saying, looks to God and says, all of these gods, none are like our great God. Who is a God like unto thee? They list some reasons, things that our God can do that other gods can't do. Who pardoneth iniquity, and passeth by the transgression of the remnant of his heritage. He retaineth not his anger forever, because he delighteth in mercy. He's staking his claim for the uniqueness of our God. So it goes on to say, he will turn again. He will have compassion on us. He will subdue our iniquities, and thou wilt cast all their sins in the depths of the sea. Praise the Lord. Thou wilt perform the truth to Jacob, and the mercy to Abraham, which thou hast sworn unto our fathers from the days of old. So Micah is simply saying to God, and being heard by the heathen of his day, who is a God like unto thee? That's my text this morning. Our Heavenly Father, I pray that you'd help me today as I speak. I wish I had the tongues of angels. I wish I had a tongue of a William Jennings Bryan, even a R.G. Lee. I wish that I could properly exalt our great God today. But I'll do my best with this stuttering, these stuttering lips, this faltering tongue, to do justice to this wonderful text. Help me, please. Amen. Who is a God like unto thee? Micah asked. He looked at all the gods of the heathen, and with the heathen perhaps hearing him as he spoke, he said, "Who is a God like unto thee?" Ever dawn on you how fortunate you are to be born in the United States of America? Ever dawn on you how fortunate you are that some gospel preacher crossed your path? Ever dawn on you how fortunate you are that you heard the story of the true and the living God? Not a true and a living God, but the true and the living God. Who is a God like unto thee? Who is a God like unto our God? He's the preexistent one. No other God can say that. He's the I Am. He said before Abraham was, I am. He said to Moses, when you go to Pharaoh, tell him the I Am has sent you. He's the preexistent one. Who is a God like unto thee? He not only is the preexistent one, but he's the one that never changes. He's the same yesterday, today, and forever. He said, I am the Lord thy God, I change not. Who is a God like unto thee? He is our Creator, the only God who's the Creator. It is He who placed the fish in the sea. It is He who put the birds in the air. It is He who put the beast in the field. It is He who put the sun in the sky by day and the moon by night. It is He who made the stars of the heavens. Who is a God like unto thee? It is He that created the heavens and the oceans, and it is He that created this marvelous thing we call the human eye, this amazing thing we call the human ear. I say, ladies and gentlemen, we have the true and the living God today. The message I preach is not a message of a reptile and crawling river down through the land of Africa called the Nile River, where people put their little babies in the river and offer their heathen God. We serve the true and the living God. Our God is not a God whom we made. Our God is a God who made us. Who is a God like unto thee? He is the omnipotent God. What does that mean? He's the all-powerful one. He said, there's nothing too hard for thee, for God. And again, he said, all power is given unto me in heaven and earth. A little animal, a sacred cow, is powerless today. And the Nile River, as a god to worship, is powerless today. And a little piece of stone that's carved into a god is powerless today. A little piece of wood is powerless today. The Pope in Rome is powerless today to forgive your sins. But praise God, we serve the omnipotent God, the all-powerful God, the God who made the heavens, the God who made the earth, the God who made the sun, the moon, the stars, the animals, the birds, and the fish. God is the omnipotent one. Who is a God like unto thee? He's the God who's not only omnipotent, but he's omniscient. What does that mean? He's the all-knowing God. Little piece of metal can't know anything. Little piece of wood carved with the hands of man can't know anything. A river crawling down through the land of Africa can't know anything. A pope with whose toes being kissed by a bunch of blind followers, he can't know anything. But our God knows everything. We serve the omnipotent God. Not one, but the omnipotent God. We serve the omniscient God. Who is a God like unto thee? He is the omnipresent God. He's everywhere. While I'm preaching today, he's here. While Brother Rick Martin's preacher over there in the Philippines preaches today, he's there. While our missionaries in Nigeria preaching today, he's there. While our missionaries in Europe preaching today, he's there. While our missionaries in Mexico preaching today, he's there. Bless God, you can't get away from him. He's everywhere. Who is a God like unto thee? Our God is the preexistent one. He is the I Am. He's the one who never changes. He's the Creator. He's the omnipotent one. He's the omniscient one. He's the omnipresent one. Who is a God like unto thee? He's a God, the only God who ever became a man, God in the flesh. God incarnate, if you please. Who is a God like unto thee? He's the only God born of a virgin. who came into a lady's womb with the seed placed there for the Holy Spirit of God, a virgin if you please, and she gave birth. Don't you tell me I ought to join a ministerial association with a bunch of preachers that say my Lord's an illegitimate child. Don't you tell me I'm going to join a ministerial association or some American Baptist convention or National Council of Churches where a bunch of preachers say that my God is my Savior is a liar. He claimed to be virgin born. He claimed to be the very Son of God. We serve the only incarnate God of glory today. Who is a God like unto thee? The omnipotent, omnipresent, omniscient God who became a man, was born of a virgin. Who is a God like unto thee? The only God who ever lived that lived a perfect life. Mr. Buddha didn't live a perfect life. Mr. Confucius didn't live a perfect life. And Allah doesn't live a perfect life. But we have a God who became flesh, born a virgin, lived for 33 homesick years away from heaven, who never sinned one time, who was without, in all points, tempted like us unto we, but never sinned one time. His eyes never saw what was wrong to see. His hands never touched what was wrong to touch. His ears never heard what was wrong to hear. His feet never walked where it was wrong to walk. His mind never thought what was wrong to think. His heart never conceived what was wrong to conceive or devise. His tongue never spoke what was wrong. Our God was a perfect God. Jesus Christ, born of a virgin and lived a perfect life on this earth. Praise His name today. Hallelujah today. Who is a God like unto thee? Thank God I was born in the United States of America. Thank God I live two doors from an old-fashioned Baptist preacher who preached ye must be born again. Thank God for a Sunday school teacher that taught me of the true and the living God. Who is a God like unto thee? A God who lived a powerful life. A God who healed the sick. Only God who ever healed the sick. Only God who ever raised the dead. Only God who ever calmed the seas. The only God who ever stilled the waves. The only God who ever stopped the storm. The only God who ever opened blind eyes. Blind Bartimaeus sitting beside the road. Jesus walked along, touched his eyes, and he could see. Only God that could do that. Only God that ever caused unstopped deaf ears. Only God that ever caused the dumb to speak. Only God that could go to a man who had been crippled for 38 long years and say, get up and walk. And the guy got up and leaped like a hart. What a God we serve. Hallelujah for Jesus. Hallelujah for Jehovah God. Who is a God like unto thee? The prophet asked. The only God that ever died as a substitute for his people. The only God that ever bore the sins of his people. The only God who ever paid the debt in full for his people. The only God that ever dipped his soul into hell and suffered the pangs of hell so you and I, hallelujah, would never have to go to hell. Shout the praises of our God today. What a God! What a Savior! What a King of kings and what a Lord of lords! Who is a God like unto thee? He's the only God that ever rose from the dead. This morning, somewhere in this world, Buddha lies a rotten corpse. Somewhere this morning in this world, Confucius lies a rotten corpse. Somewhere this morning, the former Father Divine, as he called himself, lies a rotten corpse. But let me tell you something. There's nobody in that tomb outside the northern wall of the city. Up from the grave he arose with a mighty triumph for his foes. He arose a victor from the dark domain. He lives forever with his saints to reign. The only God. Hey, we serve the only God that rose from the dead triumphantly. Who is a God like unto thee? He's a God that ascended into the sky. Who is a God like unto thee? He's a God that took his own blood and sprinkled that blood on the mercy seat at the throne of Almighty God himself. Who is a God like unto thee? He's a God whose blood of Jesus Christ is there on the mercy seat in heaven, reminding Jehovah God forever that our sins have been washed away by the precious blood of Jesus Christ. Who is a God like unto thee? He's a God this morning that sits on the right hand of the Father. He's my advocate. He's my lawyer. He's my intercessor. He's my daysman. He's my go-between. He's my attorney, pleading my case. And by the way, my attorney has never lost a case. Never lost a case. Years ago, many years ago now, about 30-some-odd years ago, one of my preacher friends was falsely accused of a crime. He was charged and tried and convicted. He got 17 years in the penitentiary for a crime he did not commit. He was pastor of a church in Georgia. This church raised the money, $22,000 we raised, and that was a lot of money back in those days, still is. I picked up the telephone and dialed the number of F. Lee Bailey in Boston, Massachusetts. Had no idea I could talk to F. Lee Bailey. I said to his secretary, "Is F. Lee there? This is Jack." She said, "Jackie boy, I'll buzz him." I talked to F. Lee Bailey on the telephone. I hired F. Lee Bailey, $22,000 to go down to Georgia, little Jonesville or Jonesburg or something, Georgia, little old country courthouse. And F. Lee Bailey went down there and defended my preacher friend, the famous F. Lee Bailey. They said when he walked in that courtroom, the other attorney began to tremble like that. F. Lee Bailey was there, the powerful attorney. In those days, the most powerful attorney in the whole country, F. Lee Bailey. He defended my preacher friend, and he lost. My preacher friend had his sentence trimmed from 17 years to 4 years, but he lost. I look to God this morning and I say, "I'm a sinner. I've got to have an attorney. I've got to have somebody to plead my case." Who is a God like unto our God? I have an attorney, eternal, in the heaven, sitting today at the right hand of God. Who is a God like unto our God? He's preparing a home in heaven for me. Our God is only God that's in heaven today. Our God is only God who ever lives. Our God is the only God who today is preparing an eternal place in the sky, in the glory land, for me. Who is a God like unto thee? Our God is a God that's going to come one day in the air, and the trumpet's going to sound, and the voice of the archangel is going to pierce the heavens, and the dead in Christ are going to rise. Praise God, my mama's going to rise from that little place out there in Sherrill, Indiana. Praise God, Dr. John Rice is going to rise, that little place down there in Murfreesboro, Tennessee. And that little baby that just was found dead in the car the other day is going to have a new body and rise to meet the Lord in the air. Thank God, what a God, the only God who ever rose from the dead, the only God who ever ascended to heaven, and the only God who's going to come back for His people one of these days. Who is a God like unto thee? He's the only God that's going to give His people rewards at the judgment seat. Who is a God like unto thee? He's the only God that's coming back again with His own. Who is a God like unto thee? He's the only God who's going to bind Satan for 1,000 years. You say, "Brother Howells, why didn't He just go ahead and get rid of the devil at one time? Why is He going to bound him 1,000 years? I'll tell you why. We're going to go out like we go to the zoo. We're going to mock Him. He's bound. Stick our tongue and throw rocks at Him while He's bound. He'll be chained for 1,000 years, and I'm going to torment the devil out of the devil." What a God! I said, what a God! Who is a God like unto thee? The only God who will ever come back and establish a kingdom on earth. The only God who will ever sit on the throne in Jerusalem as King of Kings and Lord of Lords. The only God who will ever bring peace to this earth. Let Mr. Truman try. Let Mr. Roosevelt try. Let Mr. Clinton try. Let Mr. Reagan try. Let all of them try. But nobody's going to bring peace till the Prince of Peace comes back and rules from Jerusalem. Who is a God like unto thee? He's the only God that's going to bring down from heaven the new Jerusalem. He's the only God who's building a city where pain is gone forever, where tears are gone forever, where burdens are gone forever, where the fear of death is gone forever, where sorrow is gone forever. Who is a God like unto thee? The God who's building us a city where sighing is gone forever, and cancer is gone forever, and heart illness is gone forever, and loneliness is gone forever. Who is a God like unto thee? A God who's building us a city where sin is gone forever, where broken hearts are gone forever, where illness is gone forever, where disease is gone forever, where temptation is gone forever, where poverty is gone forever, where dashed hopes are gone forever, where shattered dreams are gone forever, where broken homes are gone forever, where death is gone forever, where cemeteries are gone forever,
where aging is gone forever, where leukemia is gone forever, where diabetes is gone forever, where Parkinson's disease is gone forever, where Alzheimer's is gone forever, where disaster is gone forever, where despair is gone forever, where discord is gone forever, where hospitals are gone forever. Who is a God like unto our God? A God who's building us a city where medicine is gone forever, where rest homes are gone forever, where drug stores are gone forever, where funeral homes are gone forever, where weakness is gone forever, where blindness is gone forever, where retardation is gone forever, where deafness is gone forever, where wheelchairs are gone forever, where paralysis is gone forever. Our God is the only God who'll come and give and take us to a city where polio is gone forever, and stillbirth is gone forever, and crib death is gone forever, and accidents are gone forever, and weariness is gone forever, and clouds are gone forever, and storms are gone forever, and jails are gone forever, and asylums are gone forever, and shrouds are gone forever, and dissension is gone forever, and strife is gone forever, and war is gone forever, and separation is gone forever, and hunger is gone forever, and darkness is gone forever, and fear is gone forever, and doubt is gone forever, and worry is gone forever, and widowhood is gone forever, and misunderstanding is gone forever, and failure is gone forever, and anxiety is gone forever, and bereavement is gone forever, and seclusion is gone forever, and discouragement's gone forever, and failure's gone forever, and frustration's gone forever, and insecurity's gone forever, and battles are gone forever, and praise God, defeat is gone forever. Who is a God like unto our God? Who is a God like unto thee? Only God that can make drunkards sober. He's the only God that can make harlots pure. He's the only God that can save forever. He's the only God that can separate the sins of His followers as far as the east is from the west. He's the only God that buries the sins of His followers in the deepest sea. He's the only God who forgets our sins. Hallelujah. He's the only God that puts our sins behind His back. He's the only God that blots our sins out of His book forever. He's the only God that will not record any sin again for those who trusted His Son as their Savior. He's the only God that pardoneth iniquity. He's the only God that retaineth not His anger forever. He's a God of mercy, and His mercy, hallelujah, endureth forever. What a God we have. What a Savior we have. What a King of Kings we have. What a Lord we have. What a Christ Jesus we have. He's the only God. Who is a God like unto thee? He's the only God of grace. He's the only God that can take an old John Newton from being a vegetable, save his soul and make him right. Amazing grace, how sweet the sound that saved a wretch like me. I once was lost, but now I'm found. 'Twas blind, but now I see. Through many dangers, toils, and snares, I have already come. 'Tis grace that led me safe thus far, and grace will lead me home. When we've been there 10,000 years, bright shining as the sun, we've no less days to sing God's praise than when we first begun. What a God. Who is a God like unto thee? He's the only God who can help us do all things. He's the only God who supplies all of our needs according to His riches and glory by Christ Jesus. He's the only God who fainteth not. He's the only God who never slumbers or sleeps. He's the only God that so loved His people that He gave His only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in Him should not perish, but have everlasting life. Who is a God like unto thee? He's the only God that can number the hairs of the heads of His followers. He's the only God that knows us by name. He's the only God today who stands ready to forgive your sins. He's the only God today that stands right beside you and says, I want to be your God. And I'll become your God when you trust my Son Jesus Christ as your Savior. He's the only God today who can write your name in the Lamb's Book of Life. And that you walk out of those doors this morning with your name being written by the pen of faith and the blood of Calvary in the Lamb's Book of Life forever and ever. He's the only God who can make you His child and take you to heaven when you die. He's the only God that can bury your sins in the deepest sea this morning and separate them as far as the east is from the west. What a God. What a Savior. What a Creator! What a Master! What a King! What a High Priest! I say with Micah today, as I look and say, O Lord my God, when I in awesome wonder
consider all the works thy hand hath made. I ask the question today, who is a God like unto thee? That great God that has no equal. That great God that has no compare. That great God that has no rival. That great God that has no competitor. That living God, the creator of the heavens and the earth, the omnipotent, all-powerful God, the omniscient, all-knowing God, the omnipresent, everywhere God, that God, He's here this morning in this room. And that God wants to become your God. How foolish you are to turn your back on Him. How foolish you are not to say, I want a God like that to be my God. Old story. Didn't intend to tell it, but I think I will. A missionary friend told me this story. He said he saw it himself. He was a missionary to Northern Africa. He was standing one day beside the Nile River in Africa. He saw a little lady come down with two little babies in her arms. One baby was healthy. One baby was a rotund, vigorous little child, infant, beautiful, red, rosy-cheeked. In the other arm, she had a baby that was sickly. A baby that was pale, skinny. Little lady came down to worship the Nile River, for she thought the Nile River was her God. She put one baby down over here and one baby down over here and bowed down before the Nile River. And then to try to appease her God and praise God, my God doesn't need appeasing. He was appeased when Jesus paid the price on the cross of Calvary. To appease her God, she took one of those babies and tossed that baby to the crocodiles to death. Missionary friend told me he was stunned. She did not take the frail, little, weak, scrawny, underweight child. She took that bouncing, healthy-looking, rosy-cheeked baby and tossed that baby to the wide mouth of a hungry alligator. The missionary rushed up to her. Ma'am, if you believe the Nile River is your God, if that's what you believe, and you're going to offer a baby, why didn't you offer the skinny little baby? Baby's going to die anyway. The lady looked at the missionary and said, Sir, I don't know what your God deserves, but my God deserves my best. Let me close the message by just praising God for something today. But for the grace of God, I could be worshiping the Nile River. But for the grace of God, I could be worshiping some little piece of metal. But for the grace of God, I could be worshiping the sun. But for worship, by the grace of God, I could worship some pagan heathen god. But thank God, I was born in Italy, Texas, in the United States of America, and somebody told me about the true and the living God. I tell you about him this morning, and I dare you to answer this question. Who is a God? Who is a God like unto our God? Our Heavenly Father, I pray that as I've pictured our God this morning, people shall want to come to know Him through His Son, Jesus.